Dobar dan i dobrodošli. Zbog kasne izjave ja ću danas na engleskom. Discussion on police restructuring based on the report the police directorate continues today. 2nd March is the deadline for the state and entity governments to sign up to a police reform, and that required agreement to be reached this week. At the same time, the European Commission have made it clear that there is a narrow window of opportunity if the SAA is to be signed this year. Delay could push back SAA into 2008. For these requirements to be met, the ongoing discussion, as a minimum, needs to produce two agreed elements. First, an agreement on the proposed plan for police reform that is based on the Directorate's report. And second, a clear timeline for the implementation of this reform, which would produce irreversible steps before an SAA could be signed later this year. Also, it is clear that the status quo will change, but its country's political leaders must work out how. The international community will be present at the discussion this afternoon to be able to advise on the proposed solutions, compliance with the three EU principles for police reform. The OHR welcomes the fact that the country's political leaders have shown a readiness to put the interest of the country and its citizens above all else, and are trying to resolve the remaining issues so that the BIH has a chance of signing SAA agreement with the EU this year. Hvala.
Dobar dan. Kratke dvije izjave od mene za danas. OSC i sekretarijat Parlamentarne skupštine Bosne i Hercegovine su nedavno potpisali memorandum o razumijevanju koji se odnosi na projekt zapošljavanja pripravnika u sekretarijatu Parlamentarne skupštine. Kao dio ovog projekta, 6 pripravnika će u sljedećih nekoliko dana biti zaposleno, za početak na 6 mjeseci. Pripravnici će pomagati u oblastima u kojim OSC već učestvuje, znači u radu Komisije za evropske integracije, u odjelu za odnose s javnošću i istraživačkom centru. Svakako, projekt daje mogućnost i priliku mladim ljudima koji su diplomirali da steknu iskustvo u ovoj instituciji. I druga izjava za danas, kako bi pomogla sudstvu da funkcionira u skladu s međunarodnim standardima, OSC je objavio izvještaj pod nazivom Pretpostavka nevinosti, primjeri nepoštivanja međunarodno priznatih standarda u oblasti zaštite ljudskih prava pred sudovima u Bosni i Hercegovini. Analizirajući određene problematične primjere u kojima je možda dovedeno u pitanje pravo usumnjičenog, odnosno optuženog da se smatra nevinim, misija OSCE-a izražava zabrinutost što postoje primjeri, osobito u stadiju postupka kada se optuženi izjašnjava o krivnji, da sudovi u BiH uglavnom na razini općinskih i osnovnih sudova ne poštivaju pravo optuženih da se smatraju nevinim. Tipični primjeri slučajeva ovih kršenja su, recimo, kada sudije, postavljajući specifična pitanja, navode optužene da se izjasne krivim. U ovom izvještaju se također iznose preporuke za odgovarajuće sudionike o tome kako pristupiti rješavanjima uočenih problema. Inače, duža izjava o ovom pitanju, kao i sam izvještaj koji ima 8 stranica, možete svakako dobiti nakon preskonferencije. Hvala.
Commander of the European Union Force, Rear Admiral Hans-Joachim Wittauer, visited Brussels last week for consultations with the Chairman of the European Union Military Committee, the EU Presidency, and the EU Council Secretariat and European Commission. Admiral Wittauer outlined EUFOR's continuing role within Bosnia and Herzegovina in maintaining a safe and secure environment. He provided the various European organisations with first-hand military expertise and his views on the situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina prior to the decision to restructure EUFOR, which will be taken later this month. EUFOR is one example of the EU's long-term commitment to this country. Operation Althea, EUFOR's mission in Bosnia and Herzegovina, is currently the only European Union-led military mission worldwide. The experience gained during this mission will serve to guide and shape future policy and missions conducted under the European Security and Defence Policy. The fact that EUFOR is aligned with and effectively embedded within the other European institutions makes it unique in comparison with other international military missions. EUFOR works shoulder to shoulder with all members of the European Union family within Bosnia and Herzegovina, including the EU's Special Representative police mission, monitoring mission, commission and presidency. Such a situation enables a coordinated approach throughout the EU family. That's all I have. Thank you.
Hvala. Da li ima neke pitanja možda?
Reša Davut Efendić, Dnevni list. Imam pitanje za gospodina Nikolasa. Da li u ovoj jutrošnjoj akciji na Palama učestvuje EUFOR? I ako učestvuje, možete li nam nešto reći? A ako ne učestvuje u ovoj akciji s NATO-om, zašto ne učestvuje?
This was a NATO-led operation. EUFOR did offer medical services if required, but that was the extent of EUFOR participation. It was wholly NATO-led and NATO-generated. That's all I have.